Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This morning, let me introduce a wonderful event that lets you experience the beauty of spring. Fukuoka Tower is currently hosting a special cherry blossom event where you can enjoy Japan's spring with all five senses. The tower itself is illuminated with stunning cherry blossom themed lights, showcasing the progression of the blooms from 30% to 50% in bloom and finally reaching full bloom in a dazzling display. The plaza in front of the tower is also bathed in soft pink lighting, creating a breathtaking scene that feels like a spring night under the cherry blossoms. The illuminations are on display every evening from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., making it the perfect destination for a springtime evening stroll. And the experience doesn't stop there. On the third floor observation deck, a special sakura-scented atmosphere has been created. As soon as the elevator doors open, the gentle fragrance of cherry blossoms fills the air, making your visit even more special. A truly immersive way to feel the essence of spring. And that's not all. The Sky Cafe and Restaurant Refuge on the second floor is offering a limited-time cherry blossom-themed menu. Enjoy sakura-flavored matcha lattes, pink sakura lemon soda, and matcha pancakes topped with sakura cream. These delightful spring treats are sure to make your visit even more memorable. The special event runs until Sunday, April 13th. So, be sure to visit Fukuoka Tower and take in the magic of cherry blossoms while savoring the joys of spring.
Life in Fukuoka.
To continue, I have information from Fukuoka City. I guess there are a lot of people starting a new chapter in their lives in Fukuoka now, and that does typically mean buying new things or getting rid of old things. Which brings us to garbage and the rules around garbage here. In Fukuoka City, garbage is separated into different categories. They're burnable, non-burnable, and plastic PET bottles and glass garbage, as well as oversized garbage. Other than oversized garbage, you can buy the bags for each type of garbage at convenience stores and supermarkets, so make sure you use the Fukuoka City garbage bags for throwing things out. The red bag is for burnable garbage. This is used for garbage like food scraps, paper waste, clothes, and plastics. The blue bag is for non-burnable garbage, which includes things like empty cans and glass or ceramics. And the yellow bag is for plastic PET bottles and glass bottles. The day on which garbage is picked up is specific to your neighborhood. Burnable garbage is picked up twice a month, and non-burnable and glass bottles and plastic bottles are picked up once a month. Garbage is picked up late at night, so garbage should be put out between sunset and midnight on your collection day in the designated location. If you need to find out when garbage is picked up in your neighborhood, you can do so by adding the official Fukuoka City LINE account to your friends list. Set your location when you add the account, and you'll get notifications for the pickup day. And if you type in the name of the garbage you want to throw out, the account will tell you which bag you should put it in, so it's a pretty handy service. If you can't fit something you want to throw out in one bag because it's too big or is heavy enough to tear the bag, it's considered oversized garbage and needs to be thrown out through a different process. For oversized garbage, pickup can be arranged if you contact the Fukuoka City Oversized Garbage Center, or Sodaigomi Uketsuke in Japanese, by phone, on the internet, or through LINE. They'll tell you how much it will cost to throw away the item, where to put it, and on what day and time they'll pick it up. If you decide to call the Oversized Garbage Center, you can call 092-731-1153. Again, that is 092-731-1153. They have support for 23 different languages through an interpretation center. There's also a QR code service that provides information on garbage disposal rules in 10 different languages. So just check the Fukuoka City website for more information on that. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.